And did you think off the bat that that was a home run?
Yeah, but the last 2 days, it's gone above the foul pole, and so it's really hard to tell. You know, where the one landed today, I really thought it was fair. Looked like it landed like 3 seats just to the right of that stairway. The stairway kind of goes right up that screen of the foul pole. So I thought that one was fair. But I understand from their perspective, they can't really. They're looking for that ball to disappear behind the foul pole, and I've hit it above it the last 2 times. So it's really just kind of a flip of a coin, whatever they think.
I know the results haven't been there these last few, but Carlos was just saying he thought your at-bats have been much better lately. Yeah. Do you feel like you're getting close?
Yeah, I do. I feel like they've been better, and I feel like I've had better at-bats. So I feel like I'm moving in the right direction, and that's good. That's good for our team. It's good for me, and so I'm in agreement with him. I definitely think that I'm moving in the right direction.
What was your biggest just takeaway from this homestand, this win streak that you guys have been on?
Yeah, I mean, just really proud of the guys. They've come every day fighting. Our pitching's been unbelievable, you know, and we've been able to have some really clutch hits. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to happen all the time. Streaks have to come to an end. But, you know, we've been playing really good baseball. And, you know, we're going to continue to try and do that on this road trip. But, I mean, it's really been all coming together, pitching, hitting, and good defense, too. You know, those plays yesterday that Iggy and Lindor were making, unbelievable. And so if we keep doing that, we're gonna win a lot of games and give ourselves a shot of being in this postseason picture.
What was their pitching staff doing today that, you know, you six guys?
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job of locating today. Again, you know, we missed a few things by just a few inches. You know, obviously the home run, you know, even a few guys, you know, hit some hard line drives, even my, you know, line out to center field, RBI situation. And then even, you know, De La Cruz making the, you know, kind of like shoestring catch, on my little lazy one, back behind the third baseman. They were making some good plays, and we were just kind of a few inches off here and there. And that's baseball. It's going to happen sometimes. You know, still proud of the guys. We got in good situations a lot. And with this team, the more that we can do that, you know, we'll just press on that dam until it finally breaks. And it usually does for us. Sometimes, you know, you're going to run into it where it doesn't, kind of like today, even though we really get that huge hit from Marte. We were really close the whole day. It just didn't quite pan out.
Would you chip in to extend that foul pole?
Yes, I would. I would. Yes. I'll talk with Steve and David about it. And I would 100% chip in. Yeah, I can have some skin in the game.
Brendan, what can you say about what you guys have gotten from Severino this year?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. Sevy's been awesome. You know, really commanding 3 fastballs. Really, really well, pitching with a lot of confidence, and you know, he's a hard worker, doing everything that he can in between starts to have his body ready. And you know, we've had a lot of guys that have just been, you know, being horses out there, and you know, trying. They've kind of made that 7 innings their staple here this last few weeks, and so. You know, I'm really proud of Sevy, having an amazing year, bounce back year, and, you know, doing what I think he knows he's capable of, and what, you know, everyone here knew he was capable of.